We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom of Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Boimrei Rava Merav Nachman. Nairo Maal Zetas Shliach LeKabel Gito Miad Baila. Could a Nairo Lefida Rabbanon? Rabbanon hold this is not a Machlekes Yerikon Shlokas that by get Rabbanon hold that a Nairo could accept her own get. Could she make a Shliach to Mekabel Get Miad Baila? Could what's the Shaila? Because it's mavuyer again that even if the naira has a yad, like Mordechai was asking, like Kekrochi before, that if she has a yad, so still, even if she has a yad, it goes through the father somehow or another. It goes through the father. So the shaila is mao shatasa shliach lekava gita miyad bailo ki yad avia damya kichotza avia damya. This yad that the naira has to accept a get the fidra rabbanon. Is it like the yad avia, and therefore just like the avia can make a shliach, she can make a shliach, or like a chotzer avia damya? All it is like chotzer avia. Ki yad avia damya ma avia mashu shliach afi mashu na mashu shliach. So a father can make a shliach, she goes to make a shliach. Adama ki chotzer avia damya, and just she's like a chotzer avia. Va'ad kamat the matya gitel yada loy megarasha, until the get reaches her hand, she's not megarashas. Break the gemara there. It's sad that her hand is a yad, is a chotzer. I'll show you that a person's hand can't be a chotzer. You have a regular isha, she's 45, and someone's giving her a get, and she has an eved, and you put it in her eved's hand. So her eved is her property. So the halacha is, if the eved is yashon, and it's being washed, there is a get, it's a good get. Nir, if he's awake, ain't a get. Why not? Nir, am I in a get? Because the guy is, the Eved is watching himself for himself, not for her. And therefore it's called a chotz mishtameres, shaloy ledaita, not for her. If you hold that her hand is like chotz avia, it wouldn't work even to reach the hand. Why not? Because she's awake, and she knows what she's doing, and it's a chotz mishtameres, shaloy ledaita avia. Zok to Gemara. So there can't be a tzadid. It's poshid that it's like the yad avia. This is the shaila. Mia lima ki yad avia l'shavi yishliach eloi. Is her hand that's like yad avia? Is it strong enough to make a shliach or not? That's the Gemara's question. Is it enough to make a shliach? And the Gemara's poshid. The Gemara's poshid on malay ain't no it's a shliach. She cannot make a shliach. Even though she has it in the yad, she cannot make a shliach because he holds that it only goes through the father kilu, and therefore it's only a certain extent we let her have a yad to accept it herself. But to actually make a shliach, there she doesn't have enough power to do that. And that's taka we say. If you look at the Ran brings up the Rabban who explains this idea. He says. The Rava, the Svirle, the Naira Oysa Shliach, have a Saka Dayatach, the Yad Avia, Yad Yaseiru, the Zachar Rachmana, but Tamei, Efsha, Philok Talanami, the Ihu, the Avasaka Dayat Lokum, the Zilav, Avakivan, the Kamakar Nachme, the Pasadena Shliach, Ein Naira, Bemokim Av, Elke Shliach, Sheminza Taira. I'll start teaching English from here. That according to Rav Nachman, it says you can't make a Shliach, Ein Naira, Bemokim Av, Elke Shliach, Sheminza Taira. She's like an automatic shliach, basically. This thing that she's the Yadavia, she's a Torah appointed shliach of her father. Lefisha yard the Torah safe died to shav. She ain't like paid the begerishin. She's just about karcha. So Ma'ate says that Tana wouldn't work. Tana she ain't a Torah shliach ve'ain lo yav shalachem klal avia v'lohi. That it could be a be available here. I and Shum that handles maybe it would go back to that side that a Tana can't even accept the get, but it's not for our discussion. But either way. You see from the Ramban that even though we're giving the Naira Yad, it's going through the father, and it's actually a shliach of the father. She's actually a shliach of the father, and that's why she accepts the get according to the Rabbanim. So that's what he said. She can't make a shliach. Eisvei, I'll try to ask you a kash on this. It says in the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah in Gittin, Ktano she'omra skavah ligiti. A Ktano tells the shliach, accept the get from me. Ain't a get at Shigil Yodah. It's not a get until it reaches her hand. It's mashma dafka ktana ha naira ha raise a get. It's mashma ha naira would be a get. She could make a shliach. So you see that naira can make a shliach. It's kasher of Nachman. So tomorrow hachamayaskinon. They're talking about over here that shame vein la'ab. She doesn't have a father. She does not have a father, and therefore that's why if it would be a naira, she would be able to make a shliach. And agav, you see from here that if before that we answered that, we were fine with the ketana accepting the get when the gila yada. That's the raya of Tosis before, not like Rashi, that a ketana could accept the get. What? A get by karka, she accepts the get. She has the get. No, I know, but the shliach becomes a shliach of the husband. Kavuy, the Gemara in Gittin, that's automatically that he means to make her a shliach. Make him a shliach, yeah. The Gemara in the beginning of Parakah Omer in Sefer Gittin talks about that. Hakaponim, so it says, she doesn't have a father. She doesn't have a father. She doesn't have a father, that's why Naira can make a shliach. But if you have a father, how do you can't? Break the Gemara. Kani Sefer, im Amma Aviyah, Tsevi Kabel Get Lebiti. It says in the Sefer of that old Mishnah that the father says to a person, "Mi mekabel get for my daughter." And Ratzah Balach, so loy loyachse, he can't be chayz anymore because it's shliach lekabalah. Mechlaal deresha v'yesh lav. It sounds like the Mishnah almost has a father. V'yesh lav askinim. Mother Mara says, "No, surim mechzor." Something missing in the Mishnah. V'alchik tani. Ktana shomer skabel giti. A ktana it says skabel giti and again to get yoda. It's not like it till reaches her hand. Ha naira, but it'll be a naira. Ha reza get. And why? Because she can make a shliach. Oh, she doesn't have a father. But if she has a father, but if she has a father, even by a ketana, the halach is, the father made a shliach, it can work, and the baal cannot be a chayzer. So coming out of Lavada, a naira cannot make a shliach. We had a kasha from Mishnah and Gittin, and we answered, but if she has a father, she could accept the get according to Rabbanan, but she cannot make a shliach. It means she doesn't have the same level of yad like her father. Nugamar, itma. Ketana sheneskacha shelo yodas aviyah. We have here a ketana, she has a father, and she's a ketana. She goes and accepts a kedusha from someone. She meets someone, and she accepts kedusha from him. What's the halacha? Omar Shmuel, tzricha get, but tzricha mien. She needs a get. In order to be now muta l'shuk, muta to the rest of the world, she needs a get, and she needs mien. That's what he said. Now Rashi speaks out, sheshkash lo das avia, loy oma lo avia lekablam, lo yodah, v'ketano ha-kamoidim she'en kedushah, kedushin shlei ledaita. Everyone agrees it's not kedushin shlei ledaita. Mashma and Rashi, ledaita, it would work. It would work. And we know, if we remember kedushin, so it wouldn't be such a big surprise to us, because in Daf Yotes, the Gemara says, oma rov oma rov nachman, this shalacha, you can tell your daughter to pick up kedushin for you. How that works, you have to listen to my shiur on Daf Yotes. We said a few pshatim. But upon him, that it works there, you can say, tell a ketana, tzi v'kabalech kedushin. It does work. And say, one of the starting with biyatz arev, just to give it the easy one. Biyatz arev, I tell someone to give money to my daughter, it works. But then you'd have to tell the husband about it first. Baka Padim, in any case, the case here, she was Makavakus and Shaloy Ledaita. Shaloy Ledaita, where is that? So, Tzricha Gav, Tzricha Mien. Oh, Makarnox, the Karnox said, Dvarim Begav. This like, it's Dvarim Begav means like it makes no sense. Like, Stira Menei Obey. There's like Dvarim in the Dvarim. There's like inside the words is a tshuva. Im Get, if he holds a Get, that means he holds a good Kedushin. Loma Mien, what's Mien all about? Mien is for someone who makes Kedushin to Rabbanon. Let's say, there's no father, and she's a ketana, and the brother marries her off, there's mien. So if you hold this get, why is it mien? In mien, lama get. Like the two things are austere to each other. So amrulei, so they answered, that's what Karna said. So amrulei, they told Karna, hama'ukva beidina mekafri. Ma'ukva beidina are mekafri, Rashi says, it means that the Rabbi Ukva was a Talmud of Shmuel, he was Av Bezdin in the days of Shmuel. So there's Ma'ukva Baidina Bakafri. Of Chua, they switched around the Shitas and Shadru Lekame the Rav. They sent it in front of Rav, which means like this. They sent in front of Rav that Shmuel, that Karna said, Shmicha Gev, Shmicha Mien. And Shmuel said, Yesh Dvarim Begav. That it makes no sense. Because they didn't want to tell Rav what Shmuel holds, because then he might be impartial. So of course, Shadru Lekame the Rav, Omalu, Elekim, Shmicha Gev, Shmicha Mien. That's the locha. The Chasa Lazari, the Abba Abba, he's talking about Shmuel. He says, and Chasa Shalom, that Shmuel's father is Abba Abba. So Zari, the Abba Abba, the name of Hachi, should say such a thing. It's a Pella. Now, just take a stop right there. Like, the Gemara brought into Ma'ukva there, and then like, we lost the train of thought. We sent it in front of Rav. It says, Ha'ma'ukva, Bebeka. I think they sent it in front of Rav. What's the post in the Gemara? Hard to read the Gemara here. The Rishash is bothered by that. And Rishash says, it's not going to stem Rashi so much, but Rishash says that they were questioning if Shmuel even ever said such a thing. So they said, speak to Ma'ukva, who's a Talmud of Shmuel, and Taka, this is true, what they said. And then they sent it to Rav for a question, what's the psak? And the Rav said, the psak is like Shmuel says. They need to get a meal. What's Taka Pshat? So the words explain pshat. It's for time am I, Omer Vacha Bredi Rav Iko, Tzricha get Shem Nesrata Av Bekedushin. You need to get, because maybe his father wanted the Kedushin. Tzricha Mien, Shem Alein Nesrata Av Bekedushin. You need Mien, maybe the father really did not want the Kedushin. And really it's not a Kedushin. And if you give a get, they're going to think it is a Kedushin. V'yoyimru Ein Kedushin Toiv Sabach Haisa. The halacha is that If you married this, a lady and then you divorce her, you can't marry the sister, and it's a chorus, and the kedushin is not chal. So if people see a get between this Reuven and Leah, so they're gonna say by Rachel it's not type of kedushin. But the truth is it's only a kedushin derabanan here because it's a suffix. It's not a kedushin derabanan. It's only a suffix kedushin here. Shem and Esratzav. Therefore, we give mien to show that it's only a suffix kedushin. That's what we do mien. To show that maybe it's not a good kedushin. Now, what's the tzad Shem and Esratzav? Maisa, the father didn't want by the beginning. It's only afterwards we're saying, after she did it, maybe the father wanted it. So the Ran talks about that. And the Ran says, a basic work for Schia. I'm reading some of the Ran over here. But the Ran Shem and Esratzav, Lav Nesratzav me kara kamrinon, doesn't mean karan, Elo Shem Esratzav achakach. So what's the reason? He says, the higher time of Fishakal, Adam Reutzel Lahasi Esbito, a mitzvah Ram Yaleh. Every person wants to marry off his daughter, and it's a mitzvah. And if you misratza, it was proven from Lamafreya that was a schus. And it's like tzikabe for kedushin. Avakosh misratza goli died the schus uloi umahani mashar rishona. So that's a chash. Maybe he really wants it, and therefore it's a good kedushin. If we need to get on the other hand, you need mion because to show that's only a suffix, we're not 100% sure if it's ratzav, and therefore. That we want to make people aware that it might not be a kedushin, and kedushin could be typhus ba'achaisa. So Amram Nachman, this whole tzad that Shem, he says Shem Nesrat Zav, Amram Nachman v'hu shidchu. It's only if there was there's already a shiduchim, which means they talked about the shidduch already. So Rashi, Hadam Tzrich Get Keshidduch Bala Avia Koydim Kedushin. The Ikla Svukas Shem Nesrat Zekeshama. We are not sure what the father wanted when he heard about this. We have no idea what he wanted. But here, if it was a shidduch, then we could be chayshish, maybe he would want it. Ula amar, I feel mean in its richa. It's a maisa ktana, you need nothing, Ula says. Freyti gemar, if I've got a shidduch, even the shidduch is nothing. So more, no, man mastiyo. If you're the one who said the first memra, didn't say the second memra. It means Ula's talking about without shidduch. He's saying without shidduch, I feel mean in its richa. So it's not a machlekes. They're both saying the same thing. Rav Nachman saying by shidduch is when you need the mien and you need to get. By not shidchu, if they didn't make a shidduch, they didn't talk about this match before, then Ula is saying you don't need anything. Igad Amri, we'll learn Rashi's pshat, Igad Amri, Om Ula, Tana, Shadaskach, Leidah, Saviyah, Filu, Mian, and Tzricha. You don't need anything. You don't even need Mian, and means even Vishidchu. You need nothing. That's the second version of Ula. And Tais is bothered with that because the Mara 4 said, Afghan, Shidchu is partial to be this Shidchu, you have to get something. Here, the Fidah Igad Amri, it's as far as the Fuchas, he holds, that if it's a katana or a scotch, like that's a via, you don't need anything. You don't need any type of eget or mien. Moshe Rav Kana, by some shurim, you have to bring out the cartoons here. Moshe Rav Kahana, the kulon emesu. Back to the first Mishnah in Yevamos. The kulon emesu. I'm serious. Back to the Yevamos, but the Elm probably has it very clear. So by Yevamos, the halacha is that if someone is married to someone who's usher to the brother. To make it simple, when you give a case of Bitai, we have Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven has a daughter. Shimon marries Reuven's daughter, Gevaldik. Now, if Shimon dies without children, the daughter will fall to Reuven, they won't be able to do Yibim, because it's his daughter. That's Halacha's daughter. So, what's the Halacha? There's no Yibim. What's the Halacha if Shimon has another wife? Could the other wife do Yibim with Reuven? No, because it's Tzara's Erva. It's a Tzara's Erva. It's called Tzara of Erva. That's the halacha. But it says in the Mishnah, Mesechta Zivamis, V'kulam, all these Ervas, in Mesu if they died, or Imiyanu if they did Miyun, or in Iskarsh who got divorced, or Shnimsu Islandis, or they turned out to be a Makhtayis, Tzara's Seyam Mutaris, the Tzara's Mutar, the Kitcha man, who is she Mekadish? Elam the Kitcha via B'miyan Tzagilo. Get Malia by you. If the father was Makadish the daughter, so then the Mian Sagal, I need a get. Doesn't help Mian, has a pasta of Mian. If the father, if Reuven was Makadish the daughter of the Shimon, you need a get. Now Mian would have been up. Elav the Kitchi and Avshah. The Teretz is, you Makadish yourself. V'ktani the boy miyan. And says it in miyan. So you see, it's a raya that not like ula, if you're the second lashon at least, it's not a raya. That you see that the question is, it's possible to have a parasha of miyan when the father's still alive. So it's a kasha on ula. Ula says no miyan. Ula says no miyan.
And the father's still alive.
The father's still alive, exactly.
Who said the father's still alive?
Because he's the one falling to yibam to him. That's the erva. We said the case.
To the father.
The father. That's the erva. The bita is to the father. So he has to be alive. So we're talking about miyan. So who moisiv lo, who mafarik lo? He asked the kasha and he answered. He go in chenasilah maisi yisayim v'chayav. The case was that she was married benesuin already before this. Once she gets married benesuin, this bitay, the father loses his shus over her. So now, the father couldn't mekadesh her, and she was takah mekadesh herself. So here, you do have the parasha of miyun. That's the case. Here, she mekadesh herself, or the brother or sister mekadesh her. Therefore, it's possible to have the miyun. Like Rashi says, going to see her via lach, having a sarim lo. She became almana. The kibin shasia in levir shuspa. She's mekadesh herself. So Rashi has a mavuyer that if she's mekadesh herself, she needs miyan. You always could have thought, only if the brother or sister marries her off. But here you see, even if she mekadesh herself, she needs miyan. And the halach is, even though in my sakatana klum, but madarabana, the masakin, there is an issue in the rabbana when she doesn't have a father, so you know when we have hefker. So here, that would be the case of miyan. Al kaponim, that's the way we answer this kasha to answer on ula. We might as well see one more Gemara just to finish the Zudas Daf Mem Hei. Mosiv Rav Hamnuna. Ein Moichro Lekroib. The halacha is that you can't sell your daughter, even though you can sell a daughter as Amavriya, you can't sell the Kroibim. Why? Because not Shaykh to have Yud. Because the Kroibim can't marry you. Moshim Rav Elazar Eimer, Moichro Lekroibim, you could sell to Kroibim. Why? Because he's next to Drasha. We have before. You can sell Beat the Lama, Pamashin, and Munukaris, Allah Amos, only for Amos. The Shavim, everyone agrees, even the Rabbanon agree, Shemaychra Amonaka and Gadon, Grushachus going headed. Why? Because there it's Taifis Kedushin. So therefore, you can sell and it's possible to have Yid. So, Hay Amonah, how is it possible that this daughter you're selling is Amonah already? Hechidam, Elim the Kedushavir, the father's Makadah Shemim, what's the Mazla? Hefki a seller. Hayan the Maychas Bidah Shivchus, Achishus. You can't sell your daughter to Shivchus after Ishus. They already married her off, you can't sell her for Shivchus, according to Rabbi Kiva. That's the halacha. You can't sell because you learn what bagdei ba means. The lashon bebigdei, lashon bagdei ba, lashon beged, and therefore you can't sell after ishus. You can't sell shivcha. Elolav the kashi and avshosh. We carry herself a karle almana. We're calling her a almana. So you see, either the get or miyun. Because if not, you would not call her almana. And it's shver according to ula that says afilu miyun ein loy tricha. So it's shver, you see that there's some kind of amana. It's possible to have amana even without the father being mekadesher. The case was he never sold her for ishus. He sold her for shivchus, and then the master did yir with her. He did yir with her. And now she's amana, and then he died. So she's amana. The kedushin is when he sells her. It's like selling her for kedushin. So it is called shivchus ach kedushin. No, valiba der beisi rabbi huda the ama. Before, what makes the yid? Does the money the master gives to the father make the yid, or does the money is for the buying the alma? What makes the kedushin is the work that she owes that's left. And he's saying I'm moichel the work, and with that I want to make kedushin. So it's a machlokes. So if you're basically who did it, moichel is lavkish nitnu. So then the father never accepted the kedushin, and therefore you can sell her for shivchos after this thing. After this, you can sell her for ishos after this shivchos. Ishos achar shivchos mutter. It's not achar ishos, so you can sell her for shivchos achar shivchos rather here. This will be shivchos achar ishos. Going to the Yama holds, you could sell shivchos achar shivchos. You just can't sell shivchos achar ishos, and therefore that would be the case of almano, it's kedusha yud. Like Rashi explains, it's alma kedusha yud. So he says, the kedusha came. No. Teretz is, the Kedusha comes from later on, and here, you can sell, we're going with money, we can sell Shivchus Acha Shivchus, you just can't sell Shivchus Acha Ishus, and therefore it's entered according to Ula.